A View on Access, a showcase of audio description and accessibility in the arts and entertainment sector, with Tim Calvert.
The Other Palace Theatre. A very warm welcome to A View on Access. This is our regular showcase into how theatre arts and culture is made accessible for those visually impaired. It's an insight into the venue and the content on offer. I'm Tim Calvert. In this edition, I shine a spotlight on the lovely Other Palace Theatre. There's a short walk from Victoria train station, drawing recent performances Songs for Slutty Girls, which is in the studio downstairs, and the current production Babies, a New Musical, which is on until July the 14th. And we preview what's coming up next at the venue. The Other Palace Theatre is a quirky, intimate venue in the heart of Victoria in the West End, with 312 seats in the main house and 120 downstairs in the studio. As you enter the venue, the auditorium and stairs to the studio is on your left, with the box office and shop adjacent. Straight ahead are the toilets, bar, and a cosy seating area, which are all step-free access. There are steps down to the seats at the front of the main house stalls and down to the studio space. The Other Palace cares about making your experience accessible and inclusive for all, so do talk to them about your individual access needs. Although audio description is quite often not available on some of the productions, please do let them know if this is something you require. A touch tour can be arranged in advance by talking with the venue. I experienced two very different theatrical experiences in June. First up, the showcase Songs for Slutty Girls was on in the studio space, which is a very entertaining exploration of one woman's sexual journey during a year in New York City, told from the perspective of her heart, head, gut and hips by four very talented performers with quirky personalities and strong vocal performances, singing on their own or in an ensemble, and roping in some of the audience members when needed to read off cue cards. Written by Kaylee Marshall, this unique musical adventure is part Sex and the City and part Musical 6 in its presentation and storytelling, but was a very slick, polished cabaret-style production that was fun and uplifting and will hopefully be back in London soon. Next up in the main house, I experienced Babies Born, a new musical by Jack Godfrey and Martha Geelan, which started live as a workshop, concert version, and then in its full glory at the Other Palace. This witty, fun musical centres around a group of high school teenagers tasked during a sexual education class to look after a robotic baby, but at the heart explores real-life themes, obstacles, struggles and challenges told from the perspective of very different characters that felt very real and up-to-date, especially in terms of representation and identity. As you take your seats, the stage is open to you, with a large screen above the stage depicting a bright blue sky. The performance space consists of an open area at the front with long tables and various props when needed, with lockers at the back and side, with two large metal frames on either side with stairs leading up to a higher platform. These can be moved around to create different settings and locations. The characters all start out wearing variations of school uniform, though some wear tracksuit bottoms and trainers. But for the party scene, they wear casual wear like hoodies and track tops over their uniforms. Babies is an entertaining, fun musical romp with some very catchy songs that is well cast with a group of talented performers, including Heartstoppers actor Bradley Riches as Toby. This musical has a unique energy and style that certainly connects with younger audiences and fans of musicals like Heathers, which itself had a very long run at the Other Palace. It was certainly a fun and enjoyable show that really started to grow on me in the second half as you begin to care more about the characters, but it was lacking some dialogue in certain places as it felt like it went from song to song at a hectic pace and it did need more moments for character development. It also cried out for an authority figure to give it some reality as it was told solely from the perspective of the teenagers, but the casting of an older actor who could have played a teacher and parent would have made it more believable. It's on at the Other Palace until July the 14th, 2024. On next in the main house will be Fantastically Great Women Who Changed the World. This runs from July the 20th till the 8th of September. It's 1 hour and 20 minutes in duration. From explorers to artists, scientists to secret agents, this is a story of women who shaped our world, raised up with feel-good music and choreography that packs a pop star punch. prepare to move and be moved. To book tickets or for further information, you can call 020 7592 0302. Or you can email access@theotherpalace.co.uk. You can visit the website, which is theotherpalace.co.uk, or for further information, or to listen to the songs from the shows. To find out what's been audio described in London and across the UK, you can visit vocalise.co.uk and mindseyedescription.co.uk, and for cinema, accessiblescreenings.co.uk. A View on Access is written, presented and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts, and can be found on Audio Boom online, and you can visit aviewonaccess.co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email aviewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change. From me, Tim Calvert, keep smiling through and stay safe.
A View on Access, written, presented and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.